Money Mondays is brought to you by Boost Mobile. Boost Mobile now offers you double the high-speed data while dropping the price, unlimited talk and text, and now with double the data starting at only $35 a month. Visit BoostMobile.com or your local Boost Mobile retailer for details. Melody Hobson is president of Aerial Investment, a Chicago-based money management firm that serves individual investors and retirement plans through its no-load mutual funds and separate accounts. Additionally, Melody Hobson is a regular financial contributor and analyst for CBS News and the Tom Joyner Morning Show. And today, she talks about the Affordable Care Act and the open enrollment.
Yes, this is a big issue. Good morning, Tom. As you know, Saturday, open enrollment under the Affordable Care Act started again.
Now, what does that mean?
Okay, so you may recall that our government has now embarked upon an effort to get all of the people who are uninsured in this country insured.
Right.
And so they have established government health care insurance plans, and many of them are state by state. Last year, 8 million people signed up for insurance who did not have health insurance, but there are still 30 million people in this country, that's the estimate, that are not covered. So just like when you work, your employer might say it's time to look at your benefits plan and to decide what plan you're going to have.
Yeah.
This exact same thing is happening for government-related health care coverage. So people have, this is the second time this has happened. And you remember this was a very contentious effort to get affordable health care plan passed
right.
In Congress. So this is the second time this has happened, and people have 3 months between now, November 15th, 2014, and February 15th, to go and pick a health care plan. These are people who are not covered at work.
Okay, now I'm a little confused because we just had the off-year elections, and the Republicans, they control Congress, and one of the first things they said they were going to do is get rid of...
Repeal, yeah.
Yeah, so if they get rid of affordable health care,
get rid of it.
How's that?
Yeah, so some people are saying, you know, that has been some rhetoric that that's a bridge too far, that it'll be too late for something like that to happen. But they may change some of the ways that the Affordable Care Plan, the Act, works, so that it's probably hard at this point to get rid of it. And remember, we're going to be in a lame duck session of Congress until the new Congress comes in January. So certainly nothing's going to happen until January. And then when January occurs, when we get to January, the question will be, what will they do? But many of people are saying they're hard-pressed to just get rid of it at this point.
Okay, so if you get the affordable health care and they do repeal it, then will they take it back? I mean, will you lose your health care?
Well, that's what...
I don't understand.
Well, that's what Melody is saying. It's probably...
Highly unlikely.
Very, very difficult to do. And highly unlikely, as Melody says, Tom. So it's not a question of taking it away. It is a question of changing, making some changes. But that's going to take a while, too.
Exactly. So I wouldn't want us to get caught up in what we don't know.
Okay.
I think we should talk about what we know right now.
Okay, what we know right now is that everybody needs health care.
Everyone needs health care, and that if you enrolled last year through the Affordable Care Act, you have to re-enroll every year. So that's number one. The 8 million people who enrolled last year have to go and re-enroll. If you have not enrolled, you need to enroll, because remember, one of the things about this is there will be growing penalties over time for people who actually don't have health insurance coverage. It'll be like not having car insurance, where you'll get penalized for it. So it's very important that people take advantage of this opportunity. There are a couple of changes this year, because there's now a small business health options program, and that's for small businesses that have 50 or fewer employees. they're now being offered tax incentives to cover their workers. This is a big deal because we've been hearing from a lot of the smaller businesses that one way that they've been trying to manage these new costs is that they have kept workers under 40-hour weeks, keeping them at 30 hours so that they technically don't qualify as full-time workers. And so now the government is saying, well, maybe if we give them some tax incentives, that they will want to cover workers in some of these smaller companies.
Will it be just as difficult to register or enroll as it was before?
Saying, yeah. Remember, we had all, time gets away from us. We had those horrible stories every single day about how hard it was to enroll and how the websites didn't work. Well, the good thing is that people are saying that if you look at these sites across the country, they actually work much, much better. They've had time to really get at them and fix them. So it should be much easier to enroll now than it was before when it was a first-time situation.
And even this weekend, there were really great reports in terms of people getting on and not having any difficulties, as Melody said.
And those are the state and federal websites after the serious hiccups that we had last year. Everyone does agree they've been corrected, and it should be much smoother sailing.
And enrollment lasts till
February 15th, 2014. So the good news is this is not the easiest thing to do. You've got to look at the various options that you have. So you've got time to get it done, but this is something that you need to, take very seriously. One of the biggest causes of financial hardship in this country is related to health care costs. So if you want to be financially secure, you start with health insurance.
Mm-hmm. Okay, more about this on blackamericaweb.com. Melody Hobson.
Thanks, Melody.
Thanks.
Thank you.